Alchemy.
Whoa.
Okay, yeah.
It's like a...
Wheeler came... It's a party in here. Wheeler came some technical issues. Yeah. Because I had to log into messaging on my iPad and all that. But, by the way, we can't hide this in the intro, but Prisca's here. So, hi, Prisca.
We can make a new intro. So I'll be like, hey.
No, this is the intro now. We do the raw intro. I'm gonna cut it.
I'm cutting it
to where Jay jumped in and went yo whoa and all that stuff because we were hello. It's all good. But Anchor was giving me shit today.
Knocking on my door.
You're knocking on my door.
That's Walt.
You are knocking on my
door.
Hello,
it's me.
Oh my gosh. So obviously Prisca is in my house. Whoa. So this is gonna be yeah.
It
so
like
I was like, I figure.
Wait, it's actually a good thing.
It is, but the thing about it is we had to do it still over the iPad and a phone separately. I was thinking, well, maybe we just gather around the iPad. But as many technical issues as we get sometimes, I was like, let's just do this through phones, right. And that way it'll like have a good recording quality to it instead of us just. Gathered around the old radio, like back in the 30s or something.
I can lay down like a French painting while we do.
See, there you go. See, Prisca can lay down in my living room. Nice. Look at that. While I'm in my room sweating away, like hosting this with you, Jay. So, what we got it? We can't change the intro for anyone. So we have to talk about food. Mm-hmm. Do we have any food related?
I have some. Cheez-Its and Pop-Tarts and a Red Bull.
Wait, that's what you had today?
I'm really in here.
I had something really interesting this morning.
Oh,
please.
I made some coffee, woke up way too early, and just decided to stay awake. And I had a little sliver of tiramisu with my coffee for breakfast.
Yo, I fucking love tiramisu.
Yeah.
Like, that is my Simon knows. There's only two desserts I fucking like. I love creme brulee and
creme brulee.
Are my two top favorite desserts.
These sound like two dancers. Like if you had a dance team,
we'd be called
like these are my dance team.
Yes,
this is creme. No, I'm saying like it's like this sounds like the name Prince. See that Prince, but this is creme brulee and tiramisu.
Yeah.
Is there somebody out there named like Tara Masu?
Probably, it's probably a stupid name.
Oh yeah, it probably is.
But honestly, Whole Foods has the best tiramisu. You wouldn't think so, but it's just so magnificent.
Whole Foods has a lot of good things. Actually, their fruits and vegetables, like anything earth related, is gonna be amazing at Whole Foods.
But anything non earth related, you get that at McDonald's.
Like pre-processed, exactly. So I would, I guess, you couldn't get like McDonald's needs to have a section at Whole Foods. what could they even have? It wouldn't even, it might be like the lettuce.
Oh, fucking weak.
From the burger.
Fucking lettuce.
And maybe a tomato. That's
maybe
probably,
some ketchup?
Nah, well, that might be too processed.
You know what they wouldn't have? Tiramisu.
That's true.
They definitely would. What if McDonald's had a McSue?
If it was good, like I might try it. I'm not gonna cap.
Wait a minute. Tiramisu milkshake.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Here, I'd be there.
Or a creme brulee shake. Mm-hmm. A creme brulee. Anyway.
Yep.
I'm not good at making up names except for podcasts. Brulee. A McBrew. I'm
going to
tell you this. The hot tiramisu. Oh, there it is.
Yo, that's the name of the podcast.
There it is. Tiramisu. Like, oh, that sounds like, it does sound like an older man reminiscing about a girl that he loved in high school.
I dated Miss Tiramisu.
Tiramisu was the most beautiful thing you ever
she
saw.
She drank me like coffee, but she was sweet and creamy.
Yo, fucking weak.
Wow.
Wait.
There's the intro. Yo, it's Simon Hello.
It is G.
This is Two Games Walk Into a Bar podcast, brought to you via the damn Anchor app. We keep it honest in here. The Anchor app is messing up today. We're having connection issues. But look, at the end of the day, there's love, I guess. I mean, some kind of love.
Yeah.
So go to anchor.fm. You can sometimes record.
And
distribute your own podcast that no one will listen to, just like
ours. Yeah, because they can't fucking get into it.
Yeah, I'm serious. If you can't have one of the hosts jump in, like, what are you doing?
Thanks.
Anywho, who produces this thing?
Just Ilkami LLC.
That is correct. And as you already know in the intro, we can't keep it a secret that we have another guest today. I think this person is only, the second guest? I don't know why. I just realized I said this person.
No, we've had four guests now.
We've had four guests?
Yeah, because we had KB, though. We had Deontay.
Deontay Clay.
Then we had...
Rambo Hustle.
And then...
That's right.
Is that it? No, and then we had Abizio.
No, we did have Abizio.
So,
oh my god.
This is the fifth person.
But you know, it's about damn time we have a woman on here. Well, not only that, but a very talented. Yeah, that's right, a very talented woman. So yeah, y'all already know Priska's here. What's up, Priska?
What's going on,
Priska? How are you? How are you?
You know, I'm actually doing pretty lovely today.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
It's all good. What, I said in our intro that we had to scrap due to technical difficulties, I said Priska is in the house. And when I said it, I literally meant it. Priska is in my living room right now. So we're in two different parts of the house recording this today. Anywho, so I wanted to tell the story real quick how I met Priska. About 10 years ago, one of my friends and artists that I produced named Neil Cribbs had a show at Vinyl here in Atlanta. And he said, "You got to come out." And I did, and he had this opener named Priska. I said, "I've never seen her before." Mm. And I got to the show, and all I see is this one woman on the stage with a piano crushing it. The crowd's going nuts. Mm. And then what did it for me, she already had me, right? She had me at that point, so I'm like, she can sing her ass off. She plays the hell out of the piano. But then, she played one of the greatest songs of all time. She played Genuine's Pony.
Gosh, yeah. I don't think I've done that song since.
probably not, because you get weirdos like me coming up to you after the show. And I literally went up to Priska and I said, "Where have you been?" Because I'd been in Atlanta like 3 or 4 years at that point, yeah. And I'd never heard of Priska. I'm like, how do you have that talent? And I don't know about you. Like, I was everywhere. You were like an Atlanta hidden secret.
Yeah, I knew who
you were. And I think in some ways you still are.
I knew who you were.
Well, of course, because Simon. Okay. Anyway, so, yeah, I was thoroughly impressed. And you continue to impress and do your thing. Jay, I think you two met very briefly at one of my holiday parties, like 2 years, but it was like 2 years ago.
Briefly, because it's probably on me. I'm always just showing up for like 5 minutes to parties.
It definitely was you, because you had like a rehearsal, and you're like, "I'm gonna come in and make myself, you know, known, and then I gotta roll out." But I think you and Jay, you two talked very briefly though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Well, that's good. All right, well, that's the show, everybody.
Bye!
Okay. I wanted to...
See you.
You know, I was telling Priska, I was like, Jay, I was saying, like, we just really end up talking about whatever's on our mind, whatever's going on, whatever we're doing, but we always end up talking about music. So I wanted to, while we have people listening in the beginning, because you and I usually end up rambling about 30 to 40 minutes in, and we probably lose people at that point. So
I'll let you Priska, know. I'll get lost in it.
Thank you. Let us know. But so, Priska, could you tell people that don't know about you, I know it's lame to do it when you get interviewed, but for people that don't know who you are, how would you describe yourself? What do you do? Give us some of your achievement. Just brag a little bit. Talk about yourself.
Well, I am a touring musician, off of tour because of COVID. I'm also a recording artist and producer, songwriter. I have alien abilities when it comes to my voice, with acrobatic type of melisma. Mm-hmm. And I'm a body positive activist. And, you know, just having a good fucking time navigating these strange waters as an artist.
Nice.
Yeah.
What, you know, Jay and I talk about this quite a bit, and we are on another side of the coin when it comes to, you know, the effects of COVID and things like that on us, because mm-hmm. we are producers, you know, whether that is content or music or whatever we're doing. So COVID, you know, we're definitely very grateful and also know that it's rare, that it didn't really affect us that much. It hasn't. But artists like you,
I'm just giving you a silent middle finger right now.
Yeah, I can feel it through the wall, actually. And it's, but guess the reason I'm bringing it up.
I'm just kidding. Because, no, you're fine.
I know. Because there are a lot of artists like you. Like you too. Like, I think you said the other day when we were talking, something like 90 shows have been canceled this year alone. Not that anyone's counting. Yeah,
it's way more than that now.
But, right, of course.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's, I mean, Jay, you know business. Think about 90 gigs, 90 getting canceled. Like, that's nuts. So what have you, can you tell us what have you been doing? Like, if, whatever you mind sharing, like, how are you feeling? Has that changed? Are, you know, are things better? Did it make you change your perspective? Like, give us the COVID effects rundown.
Okay.
Please.
So I know, like, at this point, there's been a lot of artists who have quit or who have sought other types of work, but that's not the kind of person that I am. I'm really resilient and I have a lot of tenacity and I've find ways to, you know, swim through the mud, as one would say. And you know, I'm very blessed in the fact that I don't only play my own music, but you know, I tour with other bands as well. And so there have been a lot of drive-in shows that I've been able to do that have been COVID safe. And I've also created a team that has allowed me to do multi-cam virtual shows for my listeners and my fans and supporters. And, you know, it's been really interesting to, you know, to navigate it all, but I'm finding, you know, more deeper connections with my fans because I'm not moving from city to city. I don't know.
No, probably
no, what's
me.
What's that noise?
Okay.
Simon, what are you
doing? So I'm finding deeper connections with my fans now because of a lot of these virtual shows and seeing what they want and just creating my own type of Prisca TV network.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I've been able to take this time and help out others. As far as if they've like they want to be artists, kind of lead them into a new direction as far as like being a mentor. And I've also built a computer during this time.
Jeez.
By myself.
right.
In order for me to stream online on this platform called Twitch. And it has been so much fun. It is wild. It feels like I'm touring without moving from my studio. And, you know, there's actually not a lot of seasoned artists on Twitch. And so it's been lovely to connect with a lot of people by doing that. But I've taken my time to focus on my art. And ooh. I co-directed a music video. We had a very small crew. And so I'm still kicking it into gear. I mean, it's not the time to relax by any means. I think
right.
The only time I relaxed was, you know, I was on tour all across the East Coast COVID was kind of chasing us, as in like the city would shut down the day or two after we would have a show. And that's when we didn't really know much about it. It was like the beginning of March. And our last show was March 14th. And then we canceled the rest. And so I came home from being on a tour bus with a bunch of dudes. And here I am at home, like wondering what to do. And so for the next like week and a half, I was kind of like numb to it because I thought we were going to go back. And when I realized that it wasn't going to change, I had to shift. And it's been pretty fucking wild, but I mean, I'm having a good time.
Is
being safe, you know, being careful, connecting with people.
I think there's something, and I don't know if Jay and I have really talked about it. Just because, you know, we don't have that many guests. But I think in a way, Jay, and you can comment on this, one thing that we have always had to do by nature is to adapt to situations. And I think what it makes this interesting for everyone and us on the flip side as observers is to see people who are able to adapt. You know, where it's like you can't just be, which I think you've done really well at Prisca, is not to just go, you know, catatonic and lay under a rock, you know, because you can't do the things you used to do, you know, and you're like, okay, well, I do have resources. What can I do in light of that? And I think
this is the time to dip into all of those resources. Yep. It's
right.
It's to connect with people on a more real basis. A lot of us are just in one city unless we're doing some of these safer virtual performances or being, you know, flown out for a day or two and making sure we take our COVID tests and stuff. But like, this is the time now to see how we can combine forces because we're all in it together. We're all feeling the despair from not being able to see and perform and experience live music that is just so healing. And, you know, I think that since we're all in this similar boat, we can confide in each other. And, you know, I also like to call people out when they're not wearing masks in videos. I see a lot of studio sessions happening and no one's being careful. And I'm like, hey, this is crazy. Why aren't you wearing masks? They're like, oh, whoa. And I'm like, hey, I'm not really cool with that, man. Sorry, I'm going to have to cancel our session. Like, I can't hang out. And I'm sorry, I'm going to have to let some other people know what you're doing. So I think it keeps us holding each other accountable too, because, you know, we're wanting to be on the side of compassion instead of ignorance.
Yeah, I think it is interesting, you know, especially, you know, masks being a point of definite contention with a lot of, you know, people. And I'm trying to, because Jay, I know you and I talked about this. Well, we talked about everything over these past several months. You know, I think a lot of it is for, you know, everything obviously becomes politicized and things like that. And definitely people have their thoughts and beliefs regarding it, whether they're personal or science-based or political-based, whatever. But I think if anything, you know, masks aside, what I think something like a pandemic can do is definitely level the playing field. What I mean by that is, at least in the beginning, you're going, everyone's vulnerable here, you know? So you're immediately on a level playing ground. Like, everything goes out the window when that happens. Any kind of perceived status or power or anything over another person is really human. Out the window.
Yeah, we're just humans, and we need to take care of each other's hearts.
Well, one thing that Jay and I brought up in, Jay, feel free to obviously comment on this because we've seen it a lot. One thing I think from my perspective is having been in a wheelchair my whole life, which is my normal, like, it doesn't bother me. It is what it is. But I think there are a lot of people that don't like to look sick, even though they're not sick. So if you wear a mask, people automatically think sickness. I think a lot of people, not everybody, but I think that's why some people are so against it also. Not really for any political, whatever reason, But they're just like,
I think there's a lot of people who are careless and they just want things to be normal now.
Well, I know that, but that's what I'm saying though is that they want things to be normal because they're like, well, I don't want to look sick. Like this, even if you're not sick, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's like, would you want to walk with a crutch? You know, there's people out there that would, and Jay and I have known this personally because people have said things to us. We talked about it last week where people have said, like, I can never live in a wheelchair. Like, I'd be done. It'd be a wrap. Like, life would be miserable. I wouldn't even want to live. And you're like, that's really messed up.
Okay, you. Even thank you. Coward.
Well, I mean, but you know, in a weird way, I kind of understand because if you had all your faculties your whole life, that you set your identity to something like walking. If walking is like the end all be all of human existence, we're in trouble. You know, if I can't walk, that's the end of it. You know,
yeah.
Like, okay. But yeah, I think it levels, you know, playing fields and makes you think, because people do not like time alone. And this is really what it's given people is time to think. People don't always like to think. They don't like what's in their head.
I'm different, but I do.
Well, I know you do. But some people do. I mean, Jay, like, you're cool.
Wait a second, but...
Jay, you're cool with it. Jay, you're cool with it, right?
Being alone.
Like, just being alone.
Wait.
I mean, wait. We brought it up. So many times. I wanna come back around to music stuff because I don't just want to talk about pandemic stuff. But let's first of all, we gotta talk about this for Jay. Jay, you just had a record come out. I'm super proud of you.
Congratulations.
So let's talk about that for a minute because. And then we're gonna talk to Prisca about what she's working on and doing. But Jay, you first. Please tell us about this record, how it came about. Just tell us everything.
Yeah. So I just had a song, and it features Tiffany Evans. And if you don't know who Tiffany Evans is, she's known for Promise Ring. And I'm Grown, which featured Dawa. It's like it's a dream because it's different when you get a placement with an artist that you actually like you know and know you know that you listen to. So it's fucking fire. Anyway, so what happened is I have an artist. His name is Kashawn Woods, and the songwriter that I know personally, she purchased one of these beat packs that I have. And that beat happened to be in there. And the funny thing was, I wasn't even going to have that fucking beat in there. Because I built that beat around another, like, some vocals to a whole different song. Because I was just trying to, like, practice or whatever. Just making beats around vocals and shit. But I was like, oh, I might as well just put this bitch in here. You know? So I put that shit in there. And the songwriter, her name is Kiara. And she hit me up and she was like, hey, she was getting
I like the details.
Toes
okay.
Or whatever. Nails done. I don't know, whatever. Fuck. Yeah. And I was like, okay, you know. She's like, oh, by the way, congratulations. You got a placement.
Which right.
She said it's so fucking casual. And I was like, bro, what do you mean? You know what I mean? Like,
really cool.
I fucking, like, right. You know, I love Tiffany Evans. Like, I mean, no, like, fanboy,
it'll
shit,
keep happening too. You know,
she's
like
fucking
when,
dope. So
you know,
I like,
when you get
yo,
to experience
yeah.
having
so,
your music combine forces with someone that you look up to and that you like, it'll happen. It'll keep happening. So congrats.
Yeah, thank you. So so she's like, yeah. By the way, you got a fucking placement with her, and I was like, thanks. And so I kind of learned from Simon, like, not to get too excited about things because I was like, well, I don't know if it's actually going to come out or if it's going to happen. You know, things change kind of thing. And the artist hadn't even paid for the feature yet because he had to pay for it. And she was like, oh, he's going to pay for it. And I hadn't heard anything, and I was like, okay, you know, I'm not going to get too hyped. And then all of a sudden, she sent me a fucking snippet
of the Pro Tools session with her vocals in it. I was like, fuck out of here, bro. Like, so
I knew she we knew what you meant.
The music is the bitch. She's not the bitch. Just for clarification. So she sent that shit to me and I was like, bro, get the fuck out.
It's the Red Bull. Yeah.
So the crazy thing was, I'm getting so hyped because he was like, Keshawn Woods, he said, oh, by the way, she told me first. She said there's gonna be a fucking music video. I said, shit, this is perfect. You know what I mean? So she's like, yeah, there's gonna be a music video. You can pull up. It didn't happen.
Oh, you mean you pulling up, yeah.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But I mean which is probably for the best, you know. So she's like, yeah, there's gonna be a music video, and I'm like, okay, cool, you know. And then that cycle. So I was like, man, okay, when is this gonna release? You know what I mean? Like, when the fuck is this coming out? And so it came out November 6th,
yeah,
which is literally 2 fucking days ago. The video dropped, and it's been going.
That's pretty good for an unknown artist.
Has over 1K views. Yeah, and
I'm trying to figure that out. This is what I want to know. His first song ever.
You know, to release.
It's like, oh, by the way, it's got Tiffany Evans on it. Like, that's, wow, okay.
Pretty insane.
Yes. Yes. Because, again, he paid, because him and Kiara, they reached out to Tiffany, and she said, yeah. And then, and, you know, again, if you pay for the future, money is money.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, no offense. But I mean, you're trash, I guess.
Someone is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know how that worked out because again,
that could be a good thing.
It's his first song. There would be no reference to music to show. So I think
he's good though. He's a good.
Gonna pay my
the whole
price.
Song is great.
I guess
yeah.
We'll figure it out. You know what I mean? He is good. Thank God. Yeah. He's really talented, so thank goodness it worked out in everyone's favor. And the crazy thing is, so my beat tag is in here, so all you hear every fucking time is Mini Finisher. Every time that video starts, that bitch say Mini Finisher, and I'm like, hell, it's like yeah. So it's been crazy because
mm-hmm.
we you know, I've been pushing it pretty hard because like
that
I
helps.
Want this song
that helps
to
a lot. Yeah,
helps to like.
I really actually like
to like the work.
I mean,
yeah,
that helps a lot.
The music speaks yeah. for sure, no matter how green an artist is. Or,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
You know, how far along you are as a producer or artist yourself, like
yeah.
the music speak. And if people are listening for that nugget
yeah.
of gold, you know, then they're going to push it through. So you shouldn't be surprised, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just like, I'm pumped. So, it's been getting shared and shit.
That's dope.
Tiffany Evans followed me on Instagram.
The funny thing about
so,
this is I've been
like,
mentoring
I'm
Jay
happy.
For almost 3 years
oh,
now.
Like,
yeah.
And when things start happening, I get more frequent phone calls. And it's
yeah.
hilarious. Because, by the way, Jay is notorious. First of all,
yeah.
Jay, remember when you used to not say hello? Jay used to not say hello. Priska, it was the
what
weirdest.
Do you mean?
Jay would call me. I would pick it up.
Yes.
Jay wouldn't say anything. He'd go. Okay, so listen. I'm like, I go, hello, how are you? That's how
no,
I am.
You know? I do that.
I know, but it drives me insane when people do that. Like, by the way, and Jay talks before I even, like, as soon as I pick up, like, I mean, the split second. It's, the other day it was, good morning. What did you say the other day?
Oh,
it made me, I almost collapsed laughing. You said, it's your favorite star sign. I was like, what
oh,
are you, what?
I am your,
what is going on?
Your
it's
favorite
like
star
10,
sign.
10 in the morning.
Yeah, you gotta.
I like
the, hey, what's up?
I like the energy. Also, I feel like I've done too, if I've done anything
yes.
to influence Jay, it's a few things I'm realizing. Cursing, I feel like I've passed the torch of cursing because I say shit a lot. You say shit
yeah.
a lot now. Which is good.
Yes.
I like that. And then also,
I say the F word.
You, it's all good. This is uncensored.
Yes.
You can say whatever the fuck you want. Yeah. It's a good one, and
oh yeah, I also my favorite. Wait, I like that's fortunately, my
favorite it, I Jay is, I think, appropriately jaded to the point where jaded is to the point to where I go, nothing has happened until it drops. Don't say anything. Don't tell people it's
you're
coming.
You're like excited for yourself.
Yes,
but you can be.
Thing is signed. Yeah. Until the check is passed.
Yes.
Until, like, you actually see it on a fucking physical CD.
Yes.
It's not a done deal. Like, I have been there. I've been promised a lot of things.
Yes.
And I even cut the tracks. Knew it was a done deal. CD's coming out two days later. And then it comes out with somebody else. And I'm like, that's not what was promised. You know? So, like,
and
you can be excited. But I think, like, the more you talk about something
that isn't solid,
the less likely it is to happen.
And so I think
I don't mention anything until it happens. Like recently, I was there was this confidential thing that I was asked to quote unquote audition for. I don't usually audition for much, and
I was like,
I hope I get it. And then I was like, I almost told someone, and I was like, no, there's some cool things going on. And I'll let you know when they happen. And then boom, like 2 days later, they're like, you got it. I'm like, thank you.
Nice.
So, yeah. You just gotta be patient and, you know, keep that locked inside and let that bubble up. Cause if you're excited and you tell other people, then it gets shared, and we're out to get you or anything, but just that energy, you want to keep that inside of you so it can keep you moving forward.
Well, I produced a band. I produced a band, Notorious, at that.
Notorious?
They were notorious at giving, like, release dates, and I kept going, you can't do that, you can't do that. And because the record kept getting pushed back due to circumstances beyond our control, and I was like, please don't do that, please don't. And they just didn't listen. And people just got jaded. You know, eventually it came out. People were cool with it. But it was just like, I learned my lesson. You know, and I kept telling them, like, don't do it. And I try to, you know, instill that in everyone. It's not even being jaded. It's just in this industry. I mean, everybody knows, you know, my friend Patrick, he had a placement on Alicia Keys with Tricky Stewart. But Pat's super smart. He didn't say really a damn. I mean, I knew he was working on it. But even he didn't know until the album dropped. Because they can drop songs like nothing on major labels. And until the day it came out, he didn't say a thing. And then he told everybody. You know, I'm like, that's how it has to go. Because people are like, oh, I didn't know. You're like, we can't tell you what's going to happen because it's not. By the way, that's why it takes a certain caliber of personality in this business. Because you got to be so thick-skinned to know. Like, by the way, and talk about placements, Priska and I produced one song for Priska, one song, maybe more in the future, I hope. We've worked on other stuff, but one song, and that one song, I have to tell the story because it's kind of interesting in the industry, but we got told, what, 2-3 years ago, oh, this song is going to be on a TV show.
Oh, it was more than 3 years ago.
It had to have been, maybe even four, whatever it was a while back, and we're like, cool.
And they're like, and it's going to be a nice chunk of change. I'm like, cool.
Right, because it's kind of, well, you never know with these MTV productions. But then we didn't even know until I actually just went to see if that show was on Netflix, because I never heard anything. And then there it was, but it had just come out. But it was like, they don't tell you or anything. It just drops. And you're like, oh, okay. And then this industry is You have to expect the unexpected, and whatever weird scenario, you can't even imagine all the weird scenarios
that you'll get. It's the one thing you want to do is just not take the cool shit for granted.
Right.
And like what I've done in the past, you know, mistakenly, like, because a lot of really cool shit happens to me because I put a lot of good energy into the world, and you just don't want to take it for granted. You're going to be very hyper aware of what's going on and making sure that you're not taking too many steps forward too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Really, like, cross your T's and dot your I's and stay calm, you know, on the outside, even if you're freaking out in a good way on the inside. And this stuff will keep on happening if you're putting good shit and good vibes into the universe and into your work.
Yeah.
And if you're a kind person, kindness goes so far. And then if you've got some dope abilities, just keep honing in on them because you're not as good as you're going to be a year from now, you know?
Right. I want to ask this because, you know, Prisky, yeah. You've been in the business for a while. I've been in it a long time. Jay's been in it a minute, not as long as us. But, mm-hmm. you know, what do you, and I think I've asked most of the other artists that have jumped in here this, because I like to ask artists something that can help young producers. What do you like? I don't want to say even just look for, because artists aren't always just looking for a producer. But for young producers out there, what do you like to see in a, like, if someone goes, like, we give all our contact information toward the end of the show, so you'll be able to do that. But, and we'll put it in the show notes also, maybe like a What's Instagram link. But I'm getting to it. My question is, what do you like, what qualities do you like in a producer that you would, you know, like to work with? So just, you know, if you happen to be looking for one, or one approached you and said, hey, I'd love to work with you, what kind of qualities do you expect from them to work with you?
You know, I like somebody who's well-respected within the industry, who has, you know, like if somebody was to say something bad about that person, other people listening would be like, what? That's crazy. Like, you're on something. You know, I like people to be, you know, well respected and incredible. And also as an artist and producer, I like to go into my situations and my sessions with open wings. You know, there's a lot of people and producers who have an idea of what they want me to sound like or what they want me to do. And will kind of maybe not let me fly because I hear different things that other people don't hear. And if the producer is not willing to really, really listen to me and hone in on my authentic gifts and ideas, it's not a mesh. You know, I've actually been very lucky in that I've been able to find, you know, my partner in crime, Billy Hume.
Yep.
And we just work together and with such magic. And I've worked with a lot of producers, but he gives me space to be me. And as far as like being a young producer or someone who's green or just a few years in, the one thing that I look at in order for me to respect you is, you know, how consistent are you? And are you creating and combining forces with other people and making a team, or are you hoarding all of your stuff? You know, like I want to see movement and I want to see new types of ideas, things that would even surprise me and be like, oh, I didn't even think about doing that. So it's just this uniqueness, the authenticity, that's what I'm craving. Mm-hmm. And I like to work with a lot of different people, and if they can bring that fire and new creative vibes into the room, I'm there. Count me in. But I think that it's harder to find your counterpart as a musician and a producer-artist relationship, or co-producing an artist. It's harder to find that than it is to find love.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
That's the heaviest moment we've ever had on this podcast. Dang. Yeah. All right.
I found it. I feel lucky and very, very blessed.
Yeah, I don't know what to feel.
And I'm going to fucking take the shit over. It's my next record that's coming out is fucking beautiful. It's the best work that Billy Hume and I have ever done, separately and together.
Sweet.
And it's already on its final mixes and it's coming out next year. Nice. And I, you know, will be ready and open for whatever the world brings us because we put our love into it. So
I think, you know, you talked about you know, being open to, you know, working with other people. You said, like, basically not hoarding it to yourself. It was an interesting thing that you said, because we actually brought this up last week in our podcast, didn't we, Jay? Because we were talking about, especially young producers, you know, I mean, there's always an elements of this in every era, if you want to say era of music. Yeah. But, you know, or I should just say there are people that tend to be more stingy with their work, meaning like, I, you know, this is my lane, stay out my lane. I don't want to work with no, like,
but no. I think that's a lot of Atlanta is that way too, you know.
That's what I'm saying. But there's.
Yeah, I've been able to find a good community in Atlanta, but at the same time, you could have people on your team just telling you that you're not ready and it could be for their benefit or not.
Yep.
I'm definitely an artist who, you know, I don't like to regret things, but if I look at things differently, if I would have released a lot of my stuff instead of giving it to other artists and writing for other artists, my fans would have been able to come on a longer journey with me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be guessing when things were coming out. And also, I was waiting a lot and I shouldn't have done that. So as an artist and a producer, you shouldn't be waiting on anyone to do shit for you, whether they're on your team or not.
Yep.
Definitely be open with them, but you have to show up. You're the fucking boss of your own fucking life and your own artistry. So just get your shit together and say what you want out loud and just do it.
That's heavy. I feel like we need some inspirational music behind what Priska just said right there. That was really good. I messed with you. Yeah, exactly. Put Pony behind there. That would be amazing. No, but Jay, didn't we just talked about this last week as far as like there's power in collaboration. And I think, and young producers like Jay, you know, like the one thing in Mince, please.
Oh, yeah. Yo, Simon. Oh, I just can see Simon and I, we can talk about these because on your phone. We've had some dope ass collaborations. Like you got some songs.
Yes.
With some
literal
heavy
like,
ass people.
Musically.
Not heavy, like they weigh a lot. But we have a dope collab. You know who I'm talking
about.
I won't say their name because I feel like, I just want to wait till that shit drops. But they're fire, right? And they're like a legend. I would say.
And there's some other things in the works, but I think that.
They're a veteran. I don't know. Whatever you call it. I don't know.
Please.
But we collab, though. Well, I just want to talk about collaboration. The fact that, like, when we do shit, you know, me, because, I mean, I already was like this anyway, but you definitely instilled this more into me. Like, I'm kind of just that person that's like, yo, if I'm not that exactly great at something, or I know you could do it better than me, I just hit you up. Like, I don't care about sharing or being like, oh, it's not 100% me. Because sometimes I know we can get a better product together. So what our collaboration with the guy, you know, who I'm talking about, I'm happy we worked on that because the beats ended up fucking being dope as shit. You know what I mean? So it was like way better that we worked together on it because that may not have happened had I just sent him beats by myself.
Yeah. Right.
And
I think
when you're putting, you know, more heart into something, he just liked those beats more.
As you should.
So when you're working by yourself, though you may also have alien abilities, you are going to be someone who almost like stops yourself in your tracks sometimes because we think too much and we pinpoint a lot of things too much. Whereas if you're working hand in hand with somebody else, they may like something that you're questioning and then you just keep going with the flow because you need to be open. It's the yes and thing. You need to be open to what other people want and, but still, you know, remain on track with what you know, you know, who you are as an artist and producer and what you want that to become. But I can tell that like when people get together and create something, not specifically for someone else, where they just let themselves be open to whatever the creative door is. And they just become tools for, you know, this weird secondary world that we can't really feel and know. When you open yourself up to making music and making these sounds and these vibes that you don't really feel like you're doing it, like it happens like super fast, like a euphoric state. When you're there, that's the music that moves people the most.
Yeah.
So it makes the songs that you would combine forces on with Simon would actually do that. But when you find that, definitely don't lose that. Like don't lose this rapport that you have with Simon as you're creating, but try to find that in other facets of your life as well with other producers and other creatives. You don't always have to just do that with one other person.
But that's definitely what Jay's been doing though. That's kind of why I brought up.
That's awesome.
There's been a lot
of people in Atlanta don't do that. They just
they don't. It's very.
Maybe call that loyalty, or you know, manipulation. I don't know what it is.
I think it's just more. You know, I think it is. In all fairness, I can see it in a lot of different lights. But what I really think it is scarcity. You know, when people, it's like it's possessiveness. When you're possessive, it's out of fear. When you want to own a thing or a person, it's. By the way, Jay and I always talk about this. It's like a relationship. The music industry is like a relationship. It really is. And if you're
100%,
if you're trying
it's
to
marriage, it's a marriage,
right? And if you're trying to like,
I've been a firefly in a mason jar, lighting up someone else's room for years before.
That's heavy.
But it takes you to it takes you having to notice that and what that feels like to
right
push yourself through the other side.
But I think also in the angle of collaboration, what I think is scarcity is what scares people. And what I mean is scarcity of opportunity. So if you have a team, you don't really go outside of that because you got some itch going. You're like, we got a formula going. We got to stick with this.
Yeah, that's why I think like, you know, I get Prisca's point too. However, Simon and I have talked about this. I don't mind collaborating with people and shit. Like,
no,
I do that all the
like,
fucking
keep
time.
Your family
but
close.
I like to stay in my circle.
Family,
and Simon's the same
your,
way, but he does not
roots,
work with a
mean?
Bunch
like,
of
that's
people.
Where you're gonna grow
yeah,
the most,
like,
be the strongest.
I,
but your branches have to go out. So you have to try different things. You know, yeah. Okay, and then those relationships and those sessions or those creative works end up, you know, bringing more things to the table.
That's why reputation, you know, and integrity go a long way in this business. You know, I preach that to Jay from the beginning. I think, you know, was like what people, I was like, how you treat people and how they feel when they're working with you. If they love working with you, you may not be I know when I was young, I wasn't the best producer, but I was like, I like people and they like hanging out with me and they like working with me.
So important.
It really is.
The thing is how you get on tours, honestly.
You're on a small bus with
15 people.
Yeah.
The hang is so important. Doesn't matter how. I mean, you've got to be talented for sure.
We need like a wheelchair accessible tour bus so me and Jay can just go on the road and make beats.
Hell yeah.
The beat bus. Sponsored by Tiramisu.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. just it's fun though. I mean, I was
no
on
big
a
deal.
RT
yeah.
call and Busta Rhymes was on it the other day, which I definitely called Simon about. No big deal. He was just there talking and all that. Well, and that's just because of someone that I know now that wanted to invite me on, you know, to just to have a good time. And I'm like, well, that is a pretty great fucking time. The music industry, that's why I really feel like this shit is fun, bro. Like, I think people say it's stressful because they don't, you know, they're worried about, like, oh, how am I going to get paid and all that shit, but I feel like the experience is really the fun part.
Mm-hmm.
Even for just feeling like I'm starting out, shit, like, I started doing some cool-ass shit that, like, ain't nobody else gonna be saying they were talking about Busta Rhymes the other day.
No, that's
you know
dope.
What I mean. I got the video
strength,
to fucking prove it. You know,
it's another step going up. You know.
Hell yeah! And it was fun as fuck. I mean, the leverage and all that shit—that's cool. But it was just fun. I was just sitting there like, I had my bow tie, and my girlfriend she picked out my outfit, so I didn't look fucking busted on the fucking camera. She was like, you're gonna wear this bow tie because I can't have you on with Busta Rhymes on the fucking call. And I'm like, yeah. So,
I mean, 100% right now.
It can be fun, man. I feel like you gotta love it. You gotta love the experience.
It's because they love it, you know? And
right.
Sometimes, and there's not going to be money sometimes, and that cannot be the main reason anybody is in anything. You know what I mean? And the good music comes from, you know, people who love what they're doing. And the cool thing is that even though we are in this strange time right now, navigating being safe, because everybody is in this same position, there's more ways to combine forces with other artists and it's way easier. I had an artist hit me up that saw me on, I'm a featured artist on the TuneCore Tuesdays. And as fuck, marketing
nice
thing that's going on now. And they've been so sweet, and they did this blog and this interview with me. And I've had artists hit me up just being like, hey, I like you from this blog. I'm like, cool. Thank you. I could just say, thanks so much, good luck with your life. But instead I'm like, hey, how are you doing? I see you're an artist as well. Let's, create next Tuesday. You know what I mean? And we're
right.
There wasn't that much freedom to do that before. And it was seen as like a faux pas. Now it's like, hey, like, I see you. Let's support each other. Let's create as much as possible to keep this thing moving.
Yeah. Speaking of keeping things moving, right. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. But what we always do, and we'll let you start, Priska.
Yeah.
We like to ask everyone to let people know out there how they can get a hold of you. How can they hear your music? Where can they follow you?
Yeah, okay. Well, I just released a live album called Live in Atlanta. I released that about 2 months ago, and it's on all streaming platforms. And you can purchase it if you want the physical copy with all the artwork and stuff that I did on it. Did my own artwork, by the way. You got to wear a lot of hats if you're in this industry. It's at priskamusic.net, priskamusic.net. And during this time, I'm doing a lot of incredibly fun and interactive virtual shows on my Twitch channel. And that is twitch.tv/priskacreates. So nice. Reach out to me on any of those platforms and let's have some fun. And yeah, let's do this.
Nice. All right, Jay, where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can follow me everywhere at MiniProducer and check out my website, miniproducer.com. And be sure to check out Kershawn Woods, KRISEAN, and then Woods, WOODS. And the song's called Energy. It's on all streaming platforms. And there's a fucking YouTube video. And it features the one and only Tiffany Evans. So that shit's fire. And it was produced by your boy.
Nice.
The legend. Produced by me. So I'm happy about it.
Yes.
Simon, last and not least, where can...
They already know. Simon Illa everywhere. SimonIlla. That is everywhere from TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, I think Twitch now, Facebook, YouTube, MySpace, Pornhub, and Black Planet. I've literally had a Black Planet page since that website started back in the day when I was making beats. And so many people knew me from that website. I love that website. So, because I know people think I'm joking when I say it, but I think I'm legit still on there. Good profile picture, too. Anyway,
I've got one other thing.
Please.
So my debut record is coming out next year.
Okay.
And my single off of the record is called Machete.
Ooh.
And it's about paving your own path as an artist.
Ooh.
And the video is fucking nuts. I am a warrior goddess.
Oh, shit.
And that'll be coming out this year.
Everybody should be scared in a good way.
Oh, yeah. Watch out. I watched videos on how to actually use machetes and stuff. So.
Oh, jeez. Well, look, y'all got to be... Don't be getting into machetes, y'all, out there. Everybody's going to be getting on YouTube.
Be careful.
How to wield a machete. so, anyway, but look. Also, you could probably find a podcast on machetes at anchor.fm. So, if you want to create a podcast... Yeah, I did that right there. If y'all want to create a podcast like we do...
Yeah.
Well, not we do. That's a company I work with. But that we create... much like Priska creates. Okay. All right. Segways galore. If you want to create a podcast, go to anchor.fm. You can download the app for your desktop, get it on your phone, even if you got one of those pesky Androids, I think. And you can record, edit, and distribute your own podcast like we do all the time. And Jay, who produces this thing?
It'll be
that is right. And look, I feel good energy in the air now. Remember, we used to share this podcast. By the way, back in the day when we started, we say share this with your friends, but most important, share with your enemies, because they got to stick because they got to stick up their ass and they need to have fun. So they need to listen to us. But yeah, we don't have enemies anymore.
It's all love.
We decided yes, it's all about love. So
all love.
We appreciate y'all. Check us out Thursday nights on the Music Review on Instagram Live, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's right. So anyway, until next time, of course, on behalf of Prisca and me, Simon Illa.
Thank you so much for having
me. Oh, it's all good. Thank you for hanging.
It's been really fun.
It has been. And we'll have to have you on again sometime. Maybe when your album comes out.
You.
Yeah.
There we go. Hey. All right, everybody. So until next week, peace. Alchemy.